Welcome to Cancer, A Warrior's Journey on Building Fortunes Radio with your host, Chris Molinari. Make sure you check us out by clicking on Cancer, A Warrior's Journey on buildingfortunesradio.com. Now on to our show with your host, Chris Molinari.
All right, everyone. Welcome to our show, and I'm extremely excited today because I have a very special guest that I've known for quite a while and have interviewed him several times over the last, well, I don't know, 8 or 9, 10, 12 years, but this is kind of a special one to me, and his name's Dr. Joe Vitale, and he's the author of way too many best-selling books to mention here, but some of them include The Attractor Factor, Life's Missing Instruction Manual, The Key, Faith, Attract Money Now, and his latest is a sequel to his bestseller, Zero Limits, which was officially launched in January 2014, entitled At Zero, which is a fabulous book, so you need to go get it at Amazon or wherever you can find it. So stay tuned for his new book that's going to be released very soon called The Secret Prayer. Of course, I will get that one too. And he's also recorded many Nightingale Conant audio programs, to name a few: The Awakening Course, The Missing Secret, The Secret to Attracting Money, The Abundance Paradigm, The Ultimate Law of Attraction Library, and his latest release is called The Zero Point. And Joe's been in several movies, including the blockbuster The Secret, which I still watch, and he's been on the following TV shows: Larry King Live, Donnie Deutsch's The Big Idea, CNN, CNBC, CBS, ABC, Fox News, Fox and Friends, and Extra TV. And he's also been featured in the New York Times and Newsweek. One of his most recent accomplishments includes being a first self-help singer-songwriter, as seen in 2012's Rolling Stone magazine. To date, he's released 12 albums, and several of his songs were recognized and nominated for the Post Award, regarded as the Grammys of positive music. And he created a Miracles coaching program and helps people achieve their dreams by understanding the deeper aspects of the law of attraction and the law of right action. And this man was once homeless, and this is absolutely true. But today, he's a best-selling author who believes in magic and miracles. And if you want more information, of course, you can go on Joe Vitale, or on Joe Vitale, you can go to www.mrfire.com. I'm glad I took the medium bio, Joe, or we'd be halfway through the show right now.
I thought you were reading my biography there. I thought somebody had written a book. But thank you.
That's
very kind.
The medium one.
Right.
I mean,
that was the Cliff Notes version.
I mean, it's very impressive. I mean, I'm impressed
Thank
just
you.
Reading it. what we're going to talk about today, specifically, because a few years ago, as you know, and you were so kind and generous to send me At Zero, and you sent me your DVD on your Ho'oponopono workshops with Dr. Haleakala Hulen. Is that correct?
Yes, all correct.
And that to me was magical, and it really truly helped me through the whole process that I went through for 2.5 years, or almost 3 years, and I want to talk about that. And
okay.
First of all, can you explain a little bit about Ho'oponopono, how you found it? I know, but we want everyone to know. And I mean, this whole story is just so exciting. So can you just kind of explain how you found Dr. Hulen and Ho'oponopono?
Yeah. Well, thank you. It's an amazing story. I still remember when I first heard it some 10 years ago. And it was this remarkable story that sounded too good to be true. I couldn't even believe it when I first heard it. But it was a story of a therapist who helped heal an entire ward of mentally ill criminals without actually working with them in a traditional therapeutic way. He used some sort of, at the time I didn't know what it was, and nobody really did because it was more underground and not popular, but he used a Hawaiian healing method that worked more on the individual practicing it than on the other people. And I heard that this therapist had helped heal an entire ward of criminally ill patients without actually working with them directly, but more working on himself using this Hawaiian healing method, that I was fascinated. And I went looking for more information, and back then, of course, you could find next to nothing, even with the Internet. There were no books on it. There were a few courses that were happening, but, boy, they seemed really secretive. But I did my legwork. I did my research. I found that therapist, and his name is Dr. Hu Len. I talked to him on the phone. I ended up doing a workshop with him. Then I did several workshops, and we did workshops together. We ended up writing that book that you mentioned, Zero Limits, which teaches people the Hawaiian healing process, which is called Ho'oponopono. And Ho'oponopono is a way of healing yourself, and by doing so, healing others around you, which is what explained what Dr. Hu Len was doing at that hospital. He worked on himself. And this is the thing that blew my mind, because I knew about intentions and I knew about the power of miracles, and I knew that there were miracles going on all the time. But to actually heal mentally ill criminals, criminals that were locked away in a hospital for the insane, and the circumstances were so depictable that the patients were either shackled or sedated, and doctors would quit, nurses would quit, the turnover was horrible because the environment was hellish. But Dr. Hu Len went there, and they took him on as the last resort. The Hawaii State Hospital took him on thinking, well, we need somebody that's qualified to be on staff, otherwise we don't get our funding. So they let him do whatever he wanted, and what he did was work on himself. And as he worked on himself, those patients got better. Within 4 years, they were all released, I mean, released to society, and that ward was closed. And, of course, Dr. Hu Len moved on, and together we wrote the book Zero Limits. And it has been the most inspiring, miraculous, transformative thing I've ever come across in my life. I just feel so lucky that I got to meet him and work with him and do those seminars and ultimately write that first book. That's the shorthand version of it.
And your latest book is, so basically Zero Limits was kind of introducing Hu Len to the world, and then also giving, you know, the Ho'oponopono.
Ho'oponopono.
I can never say that right.
Yeah,
anyway.
Just call it the Ho-Ho Method.
Yeah, Ho-Ho Method. All right.
The Ho-Ho Method.
And so, yeah, and teaching people the process of using it and what to say and you know the all of the information around it, and then later, you know, your last book, of course, and in between you've done a gazillion things, but your book At Zero, can you kind of explain how that takes it for a little bit further, well, way further?
Yeah. Well, Zero Limits was a great introduction, and that's the book I was so excited to write, and I'm still proud of it. I've actually, it's one of my few books that I've ever reread. So, because I so enjoyed the story and the unfolding of the mystery of how I found Dr. Hu Len and what those four statements are. And I want to make sure your listeners know what the four statements are, because they can start doing them right now. Ho'oponopono is based on love and forgiveness. And it's all taking place within yourself, and you're basically saying four phrases, and here are the phrases. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And you're not saying them to yourself or to another person. You're saying them to your connection to whatever your higher power is. For some people, they'll call it God, and somebody else might call it nature, and somebody else might call it the divine. I usually just say divinity, because it seems to be kind of a politically neutral way of talking about a higher power or a supreme power behind everything and animating all of us. So in Zero Limits, the book that you've mentioned that was the first book that introduced it to the world, all I really wanted to do was teach people that method. Just start saying, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. Inside yourself to your connection to whatever you think your creator is. And that process is like an open sesame. It starts to open inner doors. It starts to clean negative thoughts and paradigms and beliefs, whether they were inherited or created, all those limiting things that are keeping us from experiencing the divinity, the magic, the miracle of this moment. And then, of course, I don't know, 8 years later, I finally wrote the sequel, which is the book you've mentioned, called At Zero. And that goes even deeper because I chronicle what I went through as a because the person who discovered Ho'oponopono and started using it every single day, and still do, I'm even doing it right now as we're talking. And I chronicle the depth of it, and I explore it with more insight and research and meaning, and I take it to an even deeper level because I think it's a tool that leads to a pathway of awakening. So I'm very excited about Ho'oponopono, and I always relish a chance to talk about it, whether it's the first book, Zero Limits, or the sequel, At Zero. It's a joy to do it, so I'm really grateful to be here with you.
Well, I'm very grateful, too. And, you know, even though this, you know, I like to say when I do a radio show, it's about, you know, the person that I'm talking to. On the other hand, because the reason that I created this show, and also there's other components to it, is because I seriously used Ho'oponopono when I was going through everything that I went through. From the time I first was diagnosed to the surgery, and in that vein, when I was... that's kind of funny. Anyway, when I was going into surgery and I was in the surgical, whatever you call it, the surgical theater, I was using it, and I was cleaning the surgeon and the surgical instruments and the nurses and the anesthesiologist and the room, and I woke up and I was fine. But, and then I continued using it when I was going through chemo and radiation. And it truly got me through it. And
when you say cleaning,
can you explain the difference between cleaning and clearing as far as Ho'oponopono is concerned?
Yeah, well, as far as Ho'oponopono is concerned, they're the same thing. Because Dr. Hulett always said that he was cleaning. I use the term clearing, which for me means the same thing. What we're doing is taking out the belief system that is in the way of our highest good. In other words, we all have programming. When we come into the world, according to the Ho'oponopono tradition, they believe we come in with programming that we've inherited from our ancestors. Dr. Hulen said that we go all the way back to amoeba, that we've carried all the programming through civilization and uncivilized times, and it's in our DNA. And then, of course, as we're born, we start downloading information from our family. Our parents, for example, we're pretty much open vessels. We're very vulnerable, and as babies, we're downloading everything. And then as we keep growing, we're learning more about society and religion and government and media, and all of this is programming. It's all beliefs. Some of them are cultural beliefs, but we're soaking them up unconsciously. During those formative years, we're not thinking about this. We don't have the conscious awareness to make a choice. So we download all of that information. Not all of it is serving us. So we get to a point in time like today, this very moment, and we look around and go, you know, I don't particularly like all aspects of my life. I don't like that I'm unhealthy. I don't like that I'm broke. I don't like that I don't have a relationship. I don't like fill in the blank. But we have to realize what created the circumstances that we're complaining about right now are the very beliefs that are in us and still operating in us. What Ho'oponopono does is help clean those beliefs out of our mind. It helps clear it out of our database, our unconscious mind. This is the whole work of Ho'oponopono. It is to bring us back to a state of clarity and peace, because in that state of clarity and peace, that's where we're one with God, one with the universe, one with divinity. That's when we're whole. That's when we've been clean. That's when we're pure. That's where health, happiness, and all of that can come into play. So cleaning and clearing is getting out of our database, out of our brain, out of our unconscious mind, all those limiting beliefs that we inherited. We didn't do it by purpose, so none of what we're going through is our fault. We didn't do this on purpose. If somebody has cancer, somebody is declaring bankruptcy, it is not your fault. It's a big lesson to realize that this is not about guilt or about punishment. What it is about cleaning and clearing so we can be in this moment now where the magic is, where the miracle is. So cleaning and clearing is sweeping up the unconscious mind of the beliefs that aren't serving us.
And I love that. And in that, we need to kind of take a little bit of a short break to pay the bills, and then we're going to come back and really jump on back into this. So
all right.
Go ahead, Peter.
You're listening to Cancer, A Warrior's Journey on Building Fortunes Radio with Chris Molinari. This special segment can be heard again anytime by going to www.buildingfortunesradio.com and clicking on the Cancer, A Warrior's Journey segment. Listen in often and get to know Chris Molinari and her guests. Thanks for listening. And now, back to our show.
All righty then. I'm so excited to be back. One of the main things that everyone has for some reason, whether it's about taking on a new business opportunity or stepping out of your comfort zone or whatever, it's fear. Everyone has fear. And how can Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono assist us in clearing the fear in our lives?
Well, that's a great question. It's important to understand that any fear that you experience in the moment is based on the past. It's based on programming from the past that says you're not in a safe universe. What you say or do or what somebody else says or does could be of danger to you. And so it puts up a force field around you that makes you nervous to make any sort of action, to take any steps forward, because you are almost paralyzed, not usually paralyzed, but almost feels like it. But all of that fear is based on the past. It's based on all the programming that says things like you don't live in a safe universe, or you particularly aren't safe, or the people around you are dangerous, or people in general can be harmful. Those are all beliefs. Where those beliefs come from? They came from the programming we saw around us. We don't have to go very far to realize that even right now, mainstream media is designed to program you to be in fear. That's what it's all about. That's why they don't broadcast all the great news. They always broadcast all the things that were bad or perceived as bad. And if they have a slow news day, son of a gun, they'll go dig up bad news from 5 years ago and say, on this date, 5 years ago, such and such happened. All of that is called programming, even in the media, because it's programming you. What we want to do is wake up from the programming that's been happening unconsciously in our lives. Fear is one of those programs. So Ho'oponopono, again, is designed to clear away the negative programs, the limiting beliefs. And we do it by saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. We say those four statements, not in any particular order, whatever feels right. You don't necessarily say them out loud, though you could. And you don't say them to somebody else. You typically say them internally as a kind of prayer to your connection to divinity. And I want to take a second to explain this a little bit deeper. When you're saying, I'm sorry and please forgive me, you're not saying you did anything wrong. What you're saying is, I'm sorry I was unconscious to the beliefs that have been operating in me. Please forgive me for being unaware. It's a little bit like if you walk through a grocery store and it's real busy and you bump into somebody, you turn and you say, I'm sorry. You don't say that you need to be flogged. You don't say it because you feel guilty. You don't say it because now you need to be punished because you're a bad person. You simply say, I'm sorry because I didn't see you there. That's it. That's how innocent the statements are. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Thank you. I love you. Thank you is saying thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for erasing and clearing and cleaning these beliefs. And I love you for my life. I love you for taking care of the planet. I love you for healing me. Love moves us back in the direction of the miracle of now. So those four phrases can help with anything anybody's going through. I've seen this, I don't know, hundreds to thousands of times, and both of my books have case studies and testimonials for people who have practiced it and lived it and used it on everything, whether it was cancer or financial problems or relationship problems or even with their pets. So, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. Magical four phrases that can take care of everything from fear to fill in the blank.
Well, I was told when I was first diagnosed that it was stage three, that I would never be in remission, that this percentage, you know, so many years, and I just said, pshaw.
Good for you.
You know,
that's right.
You know, Deepak Chopra said, you can believe the diagnosis, you don't have to believe the prognosis.
Excellent.
Right. And so that's how I approached it. And in October of last year, and I was seeing, you know, after all my treatments were finished, I was seeing my oncologist every 3 months. And now, when I went in October, I was told, you're in remission, and we'll see you every 6 months. You look like you've never been sick a day in your life.
Awesome.
And, yes.
Wow.
And have a good time.
Congratulations.
And that's what I'm doing.
You are inspiring
I'm talking to
everybody.
Joe Vitale about Ho'oponopono. And,
yes.
You know, I mean, all these things are just falling in my lap all of a sudden. Mm. And, I mean, I hadn't worked for 3 years, and all of a sudden, everything's happening. And it's just
wow.
Fantastic. And I, seriously, when I was having chemo, I was using the I love you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. You know, and I sometimes I'd go to sleep and I'd wake up and it was over. And
yeah.
I was normally in there 4.5 hours. And when I was in that crazy radiation machine at UCLA, I was cleaning.
Wow.
And
good for you.
Absolutely. And totally in belief. And, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, our memories are literally, and most people do not even get this, that our memory, we have, genetic, we have memories in our DNA of centuries ago. And people don't even realize that. And they might think it's weird or woo-woo or, you know, whatever you want to call it. But it's true. And you cannot take the blame for everybody.
Right.
And did you ever hear of Terry Cole Whitaker? Remember her?
Hear of her. I love that woman.
I love Terry Cole Whitaker. And I was watching her one Sunday many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she got down on the floor of the stage, and she had this kind of a little rag or whatever, and she was kind of hitting herself on the back and crawling along. And then she got up, and she's at the podium, and she says, oh, I'm just a worm. I'm nothing, you know. And it was, you know, it was kind of her little metaphor for what was, you know, that you are not a victim. You are not nothing. You are everything. And, you know, I loved her. And so that's kind of how I've lived my life, you know. I mean, I had things go on in my childhood. Okay, fine. It's over. And when I found Ho'oponopono, I said it right.
You did. That's
I just
right.
loved it. And it works.
Oh.
And I used to have your, you know, a recording that I kept on my desktop of you saying those words.
Oh.
And I had it going all day long. And kind of speak a little bit also about your music and because I know that you're really into that now and
mm-hmm.
It's healing music and I was listening to some of it today and it's fantastic and I want to hear more. And can you just speak a little bit about that?
Well, I would be glad to. I recreated myself 3.5 years ago as a musician. It was on my bucket list that I wanted to play music, and as I approached turning 60 years old, I thought, well, when am I going to do it? So I made a decision, I set an intention to become a musician. Well, as soon as I did, all the doubts and fears and judgments and negativity just bubbled up to the surface. And it was a good thing I had Ho'oponopono in my back pocket because I almost didn't pursue it. I almost allowed it my own mind. My own thoughts about who am I to be a singer, who am I to be a songwriter, who am I to play the guitar, who am I to do any of this stuff. And I had to erase them. And I did it with Ho'oponopono. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. I did it until I got to the point, and this is the punchline. When you get clear of those limiting beliefs, nothing stops you. I came out with 12 albums in 3.5 years. I have songs that have been nominated for the Posse Award, which are the Grammys of Positive Music. The music that Matthew Dixon and I have created, like Invoking Divinity and At Zero and Aligning to Zero, and Higher Octaves is the new one that we're promoting today, that is some of the most heavenly music we have ever heard. And when Matthew and I get in the studio, we don't have anything written. We walk in with an intention, we walk in with openness, and we both practice Ho'oponopono, and then inspiration comes and we're smart enough to record it. When we're done, we look at each other and go, my word, where did that come from? That is incredibly beautiful. It's the same thing with my singer-songwriter. I have a new album called One More Day, and the subtitle is Life Lessons in Hypnotic Song. There's one song called Deep Within, and I swear I was just minding my own business, and the song kind of descended on me. I picked up a guitar, and I recorded it on my iPhone. When I finally went into the studio and said, here's what I want to record, I did it in one take, and everybody was shaken to the core. And it's all come from me getting out of the way. And how I got out of the way is with Ho'oponopono. So I keep using those four phrases and that whole process that I described in Zero Limits and then further described in the book At Zero to create by God miracles. And being a musician, I swear, Chris, I'm just as amazed as anybody when I think that within 3.5 years, I have come out with amazing material. And also, I've attracted legends of music. My drummer is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He has the same name as me. My bass player plays for Led Zeppelin and Robert Plant and the Dixie Chicks. On my last album, I got Ruthie Foster, who was just nominated for a Grammy for her blues album, to sing on it. And I'm sitting here thinking, this is miraculous. This is the kind of stuff that happens when people practice Ho'oponopono. Whether it's going into remission, whether it's taking care of their health problems, whether it's attracting money or a relationship or becoming a musician, the stories are spine-tingling great. And it's such a joy to talk about. I can't tell you how, you know, I was homeless at one point. To be homeless, to be in poverty, and then 35 years later to live this kind of life where I get to talk about these things with people like you and share them with others to inspire them. It is, I'm in awe. It's miraculous.
Well, it is miraculous. And we only have, can you in, say, 1 minute, just kind of give your last few little thoughts about, not little thoughts, huge thoughts, but just a few more thoughts about how, you know, no matter what level or what, you know, how far along you are with your, with cancer, or if you're just diagnosed, or, you know, really in not a very good space, how much Ho'oponopono can help you?
Well, it can help dramatically. The person who taught Dr. Hulen Ho'oponopono was Morna Simeona, and I wrote about her in both books. She would go into hospitals, and that's where she first started using Ho'oponopono. She used it with patients, and then eventually the hospital administrator would ask her to use it on the hospital to help clear the patients, to help clear the hospital of any beliefs. There is always hope. There is always the miracle of now. What we really want to do is bring peace to ourselves. The more we can be in peace in this moment, the greater we can attract the miracles we're longing for. Because the great joke is, this is the miracle. This moment is the miracle. Ho'oponopono helps clean us and clear us so we can be here now to enjoy the miracle and to see what our options are and our opportunities with clarity so we then know what to do next. But it's a beautiful thing, and how hard is it to say, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you.
Absolutely, and I hate this. We're done, and we have to leave. So maybe a miracle will happen, and we'll do it one more time and continue on with it. So
I love
thank you, everybody,
you
for being here.
Want.
And Joe, I just bless you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you. Godspeed to you and all your listeners. You're doing great stuff. I love you, and I love everybody listening.
Thank you. Goodbye, everyone.
You've been listening to Cancer, A Warrior's Journey on buildingfortunesradio.com with Chris Molinari. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Chris Molinari on Cancer, A Warrior's Journey. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Thanks for listening. Spread the word. Tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.